Good, Lamed Vomit Aleph. The Sugi of Kura. So it sounds like there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Meiri as to what Kura is. Rashi says, Rach Shel Dekel. Rashi says that when the date tree grows, so the branches of the date tree grow from the center. And initially, that central part is soft. I assume, that I don't know for sure, I assume that when we have hearts of palm, that's what it is. And then when they're left alone, then they become hard. The Meiri sounds like it's little shoots that grow at the bottom of a date palm. That it's mamash a future date tree. Sounds a little bit different from Rashi. Good. It says Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. What brachi make on the on this soft, this temporarily soft part? Rashi says for 1 year it's soft, and then it becomes hard. So nobody suggests that when it says a boy creates on it, even though it's part of a tree. Right? And the date to say a boy creates. So for some reason no one suggests that to say a boy creates on it. So Machlekes, Rav Yehuda and Shmuel is Bor Pi Adama or Shakol Nibidbar. So Rav Yehuda says Bor Pi Adama, Piru. What's Pshat Piru? Fuchari means it's a product of the plant. Anything edible on the plant is a peri. So why not say bar for your double? Why, Taka, shouldn't we say bar for your eights? It's go ahead.
It's not the eager peri of that.
Who says that? Was that?
Right in the restaurant.
Yeah, the article, yeah. No? Where did the article get it from?
I didn't hear right.
Who's it doing, David? No, who says it? If you look at the Meiri, Meiri explains in the music, there's a column in this. So the Meiri explains in Shmuel, really, not really in Rabbi Yehuda, but L'chorah the same thing applies, that Shmuel says when it's a diet to the Yiddish, you say Bar Pi Adama. He doesn't say Bar Pi Eitz. So Shmuel says the Lav Piri Gomeru. What's Lav Piri Gomeru? So the Chorus is along the lines of what you're saying. That the Chorus means that even though this is an edible part of the tree, but what's the but? But Rav Yehuda also says that people don't plant it for this reason. That calls it a peri gomer. Or is the but that naturally it's not a peri? Naturally, a pre is the tree, they have a tree and it flowers and it produces something. So it's not a pre gomer. It's not clear. We don't possibly, Rav Yehuda, so it's hard to know exactly. We'll have to discuss later on in Shmuel. Why Shmuel, when it's a diet to the Inish, will say Bar Pi Adama, not Bar Pi Eitz. Right? Maybe because it's the Eitz Gufa. It's not pre Eitz, like the Gemara has a Gabe Shevin Zayas. Right? But the Gemara says you could say pre Eitz Zayas. So apparently it's something along the, that's the best that we have. That Shmuel says La Pri Gomeru. So it's not going to be called a bari creates, it's still going to be referred to as a bari priyadama. No, it's Tzorachian. How do you connect the dots? Because it's not a pre-gomor. What's number one, exactly what it means, not a pre-gomor? And number two, why does not being a pre-gomor make the lashon of bari priyadama better than the lashon of bari priyates? So it's Tzorachian. Right? We'll come back to the Mirtashim. That's Shmuel's rejected position. I said that's Rabbi Yehuda's rejected position. Bar v'yadam. Shmuel omer shakol li bidvar. Omer le Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda shinina kavoscha mistabra. I skipped a line. Shmuel omer shakol li bidvar. Ha'il v'sayfoy lehakshayis. What does that mean? Ha'il v'sayfoy lehakshayis. Therefore, what?
You have to part of the tree,
therefore
it's not a tree at all.
It's not like an
edible piece of food.
No, so you have to stop. The chavrut is that if it's not edible, so then there's nothing to talk about. Right? Then Rav Yehuda wouldn't say, Bor Piyadama. He would also agree that it's at best shahakal because it's li'anovine. No, so you can't say it's not edible. What can you say? Say v'lachshayis. No? What did you begin by saying? It's not a fruit. Why? Because if you leave it, it's going to become
part of the tree.
So it's not a pre. Say for lakshas. What would you say? Go ahead. Is it not derech achila? Is that correct? Who's that? How do you know? No. This year it's soft. Next year it's going to become hard. Right. So apparently people eat it when it's soft. Right? So L'chorah said, that's what you're saying. That Shmuel is saying, right now it's edible. Right now people eat it. Soifer lakshas. No, so what? Right now, Basher Hashem. Right now it's edible? No?
Well, since an edible will become hard, therefore if you'll plant it, they're not having that.
So he hasn't told us that yet. Is that what he means? Because the Seif al-Aksh is there for Lava Daita. Was that? We'll see in a minute.
It's not anything right now. It's not a fruit, it's not a tree. So it's on its way to becoming a tree. That's what it's going to be. So it's not a fruit because it's not anything.
It's not a tree because Seif is going to become part of the tree.
So Shmuel says
that Rav Yehuda makes more sense. Why? Tznoin, Seifel Hakshayis. The radish. If you leave a radish, why did he choose the radish? If you leave a pear on the tree, it'll end up shriveling. Right? It'll shrivel, it'll become a, I don't know, either a soft or rotten or hard pear. So what's the tznayim?
Can I use the ra'ah?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, it's not a pre, an eighth or a pre, an adamus. This is kind of like the ra'ah, so it's be like hard, but it's growing out of the ground.
So what's the same of actions, though?
Tznayim?
Yeah. Why is that? He says that we throw it into the rabbi. Into Rav Yehuda's court.
Saying Metzias wasn't known.
Metzias, I assume that if you, I'm assuming, if you leave a radish in the ground, so it becomes hard.
Right.
It shrivels and becomes hard. I assume that that's what happens. So you pull up a radish long after season, so you pull up a hard radish. I assume that's what it means. So an onion is the same thing, and a beet is the same thing. I assume. So what's the point? What's the point of saying you're right? Because if we leave a radish long enough, it would become sefer lahakshayis. And nevertheless, if you pull up a soft radish, you say bar piyadama. And sefer lahakshayis is not material. Right? So why dafka to choose the radish? Berries sure don't become hard. I don't know. An apple is left on too long, doesn't become hard. But what's the point? The point is that there, would the argument apply to an apple also? If I leave an apple on long enough, nope, it becomes inedible. But if I take the apple when it's ripe, so then make a bracha, is that all he's saying? Nope, what did he say?
I think it's a matter of whether or not it retains the shame free. Like, if you left an apple out for a very long time, it's not going to not be an apple anymore. It's going to stay an apple.
No, and it's known. And it's known.
Huh?
And the radish.
No, I'm not sure. Like, I guess that it does, whatever.
knew what it would, what would it become? It might have become part of the root. Radish plants have, like all of the plants, they flower, and they have some kind of, after they flower, some kind of seed or something. If you wanted to plant a radish, so you take the seeds from its fruit, right? But the radish is not the product of the flower. Carrot, right? Carrot is the root. That beet is the root. Right? So Shmuel is arguing very powerfully. He's saying, if you eat part of the root of a plant, no, so you make a barbie dam on it. You eat part of the, so why should it be different? Eat part of the root, eat part of the stalk. You'll tell me that if you eat part of the stalk, you have to catch it a certain period of time. No, so you eat part of the root also. In the end, it becomes a regular part of the root. And not edible part of the root. What were we going to say?
The
radish and the kara is that they're both part of the thing which you plant, as opposed to what happened, which is extremist to that plant itself. Correct.
So that's
the radish is the root, and the kura is part of the tree. So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, right? Shmuel's svara is, look, you're eating it, it's a peri. Right? It's a product, it's a peri, finished. Shmuel says, Sefer Lakshayis, I can't call it a pre, it's the eight, it's not pre, it's mamish the eight. If the bracha would be bury eight, it's fine, but it's can't say bury pre eight. It's the eight kufa, Sefer Lakshayis. Kavoscha mistabra. He says, but my svar is not correct. Because if I have part of the root, Sefer, it'll become part of the root. So make a barfi dhamma, an edible root, they make a barfi dhamma. So if an edible root is barfi dhamma, so an edible stock is also barfi dhamma. Kavoscha mistabra. Says Shmuel v'loihi. Right? V'loihi. I learned this going correctly for a while. I thought v'loihi is coming back to defend Rav Yehuda. Basically, if Malim Yishenim is not correct. If Malim Yishenim is Shmuel continuing. Shmuel saying, I could bring a raya from its knowing. V'loihi, but this raya would not be a good raya. The ha'ara would not be a good ha'ara. Snoi not to inshe die to the pugla, dikla lay not to inshe die to the kura. That's the aside of Shmuel. Shmuel would say that the radish, even though it's a root, it's not a biological pre. It's not a biological fruit. It's not the result of the flowering of the plant. But it's ego by das by adam. He asked the guy why he's planting carrot seeds. He'll say, I want to sell carrots. I want to sell radishes. I want to sell onions. So die to the inshe. You ask a person why he's planting a date tree. So he'll say, I want to have tomorrow. Right? Maybe I want to sell a little of it, but not because I want to sell a house of palm. Not a die to the inshe. No. So what comes out to be the machlekes then? Gemara goes on to say, Jesus is the sugif tzlaf. The Gemara says, is that really correct? Even though Shmuel said I could defend Rav Yehuda's position, but Shmuel maintained this position and we passing like Shmuel. It's a little bit of a difficult sticky to be in. What do we call it? It's true he brought a raya, but according to the way that Rishonim learn, v'lohi means that he ended up criticizing Rav Yehuda. What is the machlekes the maskana de bilsa? What's the machlekes? You have something which belongs to a plant, and it's not the ikar part of the plant. What do you mean by ikar? When people plant it, that's not the reason why they plant it for. So what's kaiveya? Whether you say bore pri or not, let's leave out that dumb ace for the moment. What determines you say bore pri? Is it a peri or is it? It's not a peri. So you have to shakal leave it. So Shmuel said, "I didn't say." would Rav Yehuda think? Right? And Rav Yehuda says, no, much easier going. It's edible. Some people eat it. It's called a fruit. Right? Gemara goes on to discuss, the next sugya of Tzlaf is the discussion about whether we compare the Nusach, the Lashon of Pri, in Trumais and Maisris, in Orla, to the din of Pri Legabe Brochus. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Lishitosai. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Kimcha Dechita. Rabbi Yehuda said the previous Gemara, Bari Pri Adoma. Rabbi Nachman says, Shehako. So we learned it as a sugi vishtane. That's Rav Nachman's din, but according to Rav Yehuda, it could be the same thing. Look, it's edible. No. So you can call it a pri. All right? So far, that's the sugya. Let's look at Tesis. What's Tesis Chiddush over here? What's the Chiddush? How does Tesis advance the sugya? The Sofer Gemara Kavoset Yeshul could be that the Gemara said, the Tosfos is saying that Veloyi is the sugya, Veloyi is Rav Ashi. So it comes out that's a Tosfos and Pshat. Rav Yehuda's comment, Shmuel's Machlokes, Shmuel's right Rav Yehuda. The Gemara is saying that if Shmuel is not a good right Rav Yehuda, the Gemara then saying we pass him like Shmuel because even though Shmuel made some concession to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't understand it. Rav Ashi says we don't accept that concession. So it's hard to figure out. That find the kuda. You'd ask Shmuel what Brochi would say. So it's not so clear from the Gemara. But Tosfos with Sover Gemara Kavasa de Shmuel. Gemara, the sugya is like Shmuel. Vimkein, and since the sugya is like Shmuel, it's also raised the question, it could be sometimes you have Rishonim say that when it says Vehilchasa, that's the later addition to the Gemara. So Rishonim would point out Vehilchasa might be from the Bahab sometimes. So maybe that's what Tosfos is pointing out of here. The Sover Gemara was in the Shmuel, Tosfos didn't have the Vehilchasa, it's possible. So he says, but that's the Sugya. Vimkeim, Ois Lulavi Gefanim, not Lulavim of the Tomar. I'm not sure if there's a chiddush over here. It's a little bit strange. He's saying that gefanim like tamarim. Kishi is Vashal Merchal and Shabbat. What's Tosfos Chiddush now? Takes the sugya another step further. No, what's the next step? No, go ahead.
The stuff on the Shkedim is part of the Pri.
Correct. Tosfos has another Chiddush now. Until now, the Gemara discusses two different parts of a tree. What's Pri, what's not a Pri. Now Tosfos has a big Chiddush. I have an almond. And in one stage of the almond's growth, I eat it primarily for the shell, not for the almond. When people plant almonds, they have in mind to sell the almond later on, to eat the almond sell later on. So there's no question that when I have my fully grown almond, my fully grown pri, that I'll make the bracha, I believe, Vara Priya Eitz. So Tosfos Mechadesh, now let's say an earlier stage of the almond is also edible. But for a different reason. Like, loy not the inche, night the dachi. So Tosfos says the pre-gufa becomes a shahakal. Even though I could look at it and say, this is the pre. No, what's Tosfos and Mechadesh? Mechadesh two things over here. Number one, it's Mechadesh. What Ezra said is that we're going to apply the svar of a daitin inshei mamish to the pri. If we would develop people would develop a market for half-grown oranges. Right? So we make a shahakalan. So numerous chidushim. This one line, the numerous chidushim. One chidush is that we don't say nachas darga becomes a perfect dove. We say it becomes a shahakal. The Achronim discussed that. What's nachas darga? What's another chidush? Go ahead.
Does it work the opposite way as well?
Hold on. Let's try and taste it first. So one chidush is that even though it's the pre, no, go ahead. The same thing. No. What's svar in the Gemara that says have to ignore in order to say svar? No. Correct. Taisus ignores sefer lakshos. Sefer lakshos becomes a non-issue in terms of the end of the sugya. Right? Dai to dinsh is keveya. Because if sefer lakshos would be a significant svara, the taste would have to say 1 second. The sefer is to become a pre. Right? So the chavra taste is learning pshat that when the Gemara says inside the Gemara again, Chura. It's not clear what happened at this point. Not clear whether Ravashi takes over or Shmuel continues. But according to Tais, what happened at this point is that Sefer Lahakshais became a non-issue. Because the radish is safe to become a root, and we're still going to make a boy pre hadama. It'll never become the natural, biological pre. The klapei shemaya, we have to look at the intent of sheshes may gracious. It'll never become a pre, right? Based on parshas gracious. But what is the kaveya? Snoi not itche night of the pugla. That's the kaveya. Das ben yodam. So Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as it's edible. And Shmuel says, das ben yodam, v'shas netiya. V'shas netiya. Then you determine what's the eighth and what's the pre. What's the netiya and what's the pre? Dai to dinish v'shas netiya. Right? So Taisva says, the chidush now. That I can have an almond. It's the exact opposite of Sefer Lakshos. It's Puk for Keret. Sefer is Puri. So if Sefer Lakshos is an important part of the Svara, the Taisa should argue, at least tell me it's a Sofik, which tell me it should be a Puri creates. It's a Shehako. Because Lavadat and Inche. So Taisa's in Pshat, that's the sole Svara of Shmuel. Correct? No, it's agreed.
Isn't Tosos just talking about the shell?
So you make a very good point. Oyslan Shkedim Shin Rachim Oychlon Klipoisam. Where does the ayin go? Right? So it should be Oychlon Big Kliposam. Right? Oychlon Big Kliposam. Nachit Zaydim. You still eat them in the outer shell. It seems from the continuation of the Tosfos that this is correct, this Ha'orah. And it seems from the other Rishonim will quote this Tosfos that this is correct. It's Eichlan Bikli Possum. Now, this will become a crucial Ha'orah when we look at the Beis Yosef. So what you're saying is a very good deal. But the Pashas, if you read the Tosfos, why? Because if your deal would be accurate, then the Tosfos would go on to say, but he says,
why can't
the
be going on the
Lemechal lehu, to eat the shells with the shells of sap. Kim lechol lager eden, kishelen kishi is bashu. I guess you're right. But we'll see from the other Rishonim that they quote it this way. But you're already, the Beis Yosef, it seems to be madgish what you're saying. Come back to it in a minute. Good. Hold on. What was your question? The other way around? While he's talking, turn to Rabbeinu Yonah.
Does it work the opposite way according to Shmuel? Well, like, let's say I did plant the tree, or a palm tree, for, the hearts of the palm.
Would one person make a difference? Is that you asking?
Let's say nowadays.
Oh, that's a discussion. The Shayat Sin discussion. We'll discuss it. We'll get to it. Yeah. Does it change with Lachar? It should change with time. There's no reason why not. Right? Then you come to an issue. Whether you go Basir Roiv or the... at one point does it shift? But certainly it can shift. So you have to be Magdir exactly what's the night of the Inche. A significant market, Roiv farmers. All right. The Achranim discuss that. Ad Kedei Kach. Ad Kedei Kach. What did the Achranim ask the Kasha? That if the vast majority of grapes are grown for wine, so we should make a shahakal on grapes. Right? You see how far taking the svar. And daita didshe. How many farmers plant grapes for grapes? Right? So the question is, how are you going to be magdir it? Or will you go so far as to say that you have a pre-gomor, right? A pre-gomor, and you tell someone as far as to say that if I take a pre, the actual pre, in a stunted form, it will not yet the chalush shame pre because it died to the inshay. How about the other way around? I take a pre in its full form, and then it died to the inshay. People only, no one eats raw apricots. They only eat dried apricots. Right? So it's not so, we're going to have entire sugyas. You have a pre, a cranberry. No one eats a raw cranberry. It's only eaten mavushal. So first it's a raw cranberry, lacharis and appropriates. Then see you later on. Shalak and not shalak. So this sugi is in between a little bit, between this. I'll have to come back to it. Are you going to say before? No?
That's it. Even the Rabbi Yonah says that the acre, achila, is the shell. Even if you say you're eating
the priest. Yeah, that's the basic. Good. Correct. That's what we're getting to. Good. Go ahead.
How does das fit into how we understood brachos?
Explain.
If it's Sheva, Buddha, whatever, why should Das?
So I thought Das is an issue of the Nusach HaBracha. So it convey exactly which, whether it's considered to be a pre or not. Either way, I will make a bracha. Right? Do I refer to this as pre eight to pre Adam, or do I refer to it as a shakol nivid varo?
Aren't you making a bracha if you're saying like what it is? You said like you're trying to be specific, trying to get exact, trying to find exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So who cares what you had in mind? It is something. It doesn't see this like it is something. Whether or not you had in mind for it to be something else or not. Like, who cares what you have in mind to use it for?
Should only go by should all be determined by Teva.
Like grapes are grapes, even if you only want it for wine. That's not why you should das. I don't understand why das would have affected
on the umar and the brach.
Yeah.
Okay, let me think about it. Okay. Rif Ruriyana. Okay, the Rif Kura. I don't know where it is in the classic Rifs. And those voted at Samaches Omen Beis. Zibif says, Kur Rav Yudah Imer Barei Pri Adam Oshmul Shakol Lilchasa Kishmuel. Says Rav Yudah, Kura hu rosh hadeka, like Rashi, mitchilu hu rach, kemoy lovi gefan, achak nasa ilan, Yehuda Sfilei came under roi lemech, roi lebar pi adama, exactly what we said, roi lechila, exactly. Ushmul omer, sheinu mevarach Allah, vela shakush hafbi, shoroi lechila, achshav, loy noti le inche adai tadachi, ala kadish yosa ilan, lefichach, einu mevarach Allah, vela shakush. So again, he drops the whole idea of Sefer Lakshis. Oymer ben etzaf, Tzarfaz, Shemizen nilboid lelove gefanim uleshkedim vaoidim rachim vaoichlam oisam imaklipa shalem sheim mevorchin aleim boirei priyates ela shehakel leinati lunchi mitchila eladaz ze apri shebifnim viachshav ikarachin losam yaklipa. Right? So Midian explains, we're eating the whole thing together. But, as I mentioned before by the Vesesa, it comes from Miriyana. But the Iker Achila is for the Klippas. That would explain the Shibush HaGersois. Right? And we assume that they're all talking about the same Metzias. Because after all, he's quoting Rabbani Tzarfas. And I believe, if you look at the Taser Rosh, Yudokhas said it's also clear. So the Tleinat Linshe Mitchil Das Zeapri Shebifnim. So it could be that this is what we call a tiny step forward. Tais is not saying that the Iker HaPri at a stunted stage would lose the Borei Pri Eitz. The Iker Pri, when it's being eaten for a primarily different goal than a Daita Liinshe, then we'll get a Shaka. So Taisa takes one small step, right? He's not talking about, Taisa would not say that if you have a grape, and 99% of all farmers make grapes, grow grapes for wine, and you happen to buy grapes from the 1% that's left, so Taisa wouldn't say, there's no borei pri in the grape. Taisa says, his chiddush is, I'm eating the pri. Soifoi liyais pri gomor. Right? Afal pikein, right now I'm really eating the klipa. So if you eat the pri at an earlier stage, primarily for something other than the pri, there's a daita dincha. That takes us one step further. The kosa ba'alochis gedoilois, sha'ashkedim amorim ba'oidim rachim, sha'oichlon haklipa shalehen. Right, and here also the Magia says she'oichlan oisom b'klipasa, but the ikir is the klip, I guess, because they're bitter. Mevarach aleihen borei pri eitz ukishin is bashlu kevan she'imorim einem mevarach aleihem klal v'yafilu she'akol the kevan she'imorim zugim asking. So Bahag takes the next step. I have a fruit that ultimately is not edible. At an earlier stage, I eat it primarily for something which is sofo lakshes. Nevertheless, you have to say, adai tadinshe. People grow it for this short intermediary stage. Next chiddush, miu nirem shemamtik oisim al yidei ma'im chamim oidover acher shemavarach aleihem borei pri oeitz kemoim yu metukim mitchilas pri yosem v'yafal bishomarnu sheshkeni hamutukim ein mevarach aleihem shem ktanim ela sheakol leinat inshe dait tehochi afilu hochi, even though if you have almonds that'll ultimately become sweet, and you eat them when they're small, you would make a shahako mamish the pri why the late Dante Inshriya died to the Ochi, Afilochi, the Morim, the bitter ones, Nimish Rabarach, Barbates, Boyd Mkhtanim, and they shall Morim came and should be Yisrael Ruyim, Lachil and Boyd Mkhtanim, Mishem Gedolim, should die in Marim, as Nikovem. Ishtach the Dite Ochi, the Dino Bikro, the Barachal and Barbates, Kameshikosa, Bahag. So now the Bahag takes the Sugya one step further. It says, yeah, I have Amish a pre. It's edible at a late stage. And you have it in an early stage, you don't wouldn't make a bracha. You have an apple. Because of the kvaya, exactly when does an apple, if you have an apple at a point when roi people would not eat it. So according to Bahag, if you choose to eat it, you make a shahakal. So that's the next chiddush after Tosfos. All right, again, what are the dargis of you? The sugya itself is when you have multiple, a part of the plant which is not really the natural pre, but died to the inch, it can be kaveya, whether you're going to make a bari pre on it. That's the sugya. Tosfos takes it a step further and says that if you have a pre, right, part of which you eat, and you eat the pre at an earlier stage, primarily for the kleep, let's say, then you make a shahako. All right? And the Bahag goes a step further and says, if you have a fruit and you eat the fruit for the fruit at a stage when most people wouldn't eat it, it's also not called the pre. So the diet of the inch is actually kaveya at this stage. That's a lot, that's a notula machlaikis, this last ta'or of the Bahag. Okay, look at the rush quickly. Ois Gimel, Kura, second line, the Hudam Rabbi Yadama, Shulam Rabbi Shakam, Vivari, Hold the same Lakshis. The Gamla, not the Inche, died to the Mechal Kura. So the Rosh, the Chor is Chelik, and our Tesis. See? The Rosh says, the issue of tzlaf that we discussed. Ushkedim dakin shaychlin big klipos rachitzaina, leinate luinche daite dachi, elkri lechla peiros, kish yigmru, mivorchen aleim shahakel. So, how do you understand the rush? Hilchoch lulavi gefanim, ushkedim dakin. Shelchan beklipos and achitzoinam to lay not to lynch a diet to dochi elkade lechol apeiros kishigmu mevorch and alein a love shakul. It sounds like from the Rosh that any one criteria would be enough. So the Rosh is only choylek and whether Sefer Lahakshis alone But it's hard to understand. Understand? I'm going to read this rush. Hold the safe actions. The gamli not in shaydai to lemechal. So the chayy should need both. So then he says, like our tesis, shkedim dakin, sheichlim b'kiposon, achin tzayna. Leinatile in shaydai to the achi, but it's safe in the esperi. Shkedim amorim. Kosef Bahag. Kitanim were creates. Kidelim like Lum. They came to the Yosem Marin Lachilo Ma'odin Kitanim. Not the Inshilu Adaita Dachi. He's a Kasha from Chulin. About the Pri. Because it says it's passion that we're down with the two dinim. And then the end he says, top of the column, Mushkeinim Amorim, Nami Yevshaf, Agab, Lenin Maisel, Lichosha Free, Kim and Nibu, Lenin Brocha Hashiva, Kim Dinu Achilma, Ktsas. He says, no, we'll make a chilma. You're right, a little hard to be Magdir. And then he says the same thing as the Bagdim, me take osomai the imaimet, var macherim, then it reverts back to the original bracha. Yvoyim usukin kitchilas briyosin. I also have to explain what that means. If you make a pre sweet as it was initially, so it gets the original bracha. Why should the process be changed? Go ahead, Ezra, we're going to say?
Yeah.
How else are you going to learn it?
And in the Gemara itself, I think we say it's not that we're getting rid of Sovel Hachshus. It's that Sovel Hachshus is the reason why by a Korah that it's not planted a Daita.
So it's only the reason it's not that's not planted a Daita.
Right. Specifically by Korah. By other things, or the other reason why it's not planted
So the event, El Gavetz 9.
It is planted to be, even though it does get Sovel Hachshus.
So even though it's Sefer Lakshayis, the fact that it's a Daita Dachi overrides Sefer Lakshayis.
Like Rashi explains in Sefer Lakshayis the reason why, because it would be meaning the Ma'ayat from the tree.
Right.
It would be coming from the Torah.
Right.
It's known. You plant it then to eat the tree.
Right. So therefore?
So you would want to take it up in that situation, but not by a Dekel, where you want the Dekel to grow if you cut up the...
So Ed was correct. There is a Medaik in the Rashi. Look back at the Rashi now. And I'm involved with Aleph. The Chavar Rashi's voice is something unnecessarily. So they want to point this out. The Rashi in Kura. Explains that kishanofav gedele b'chol shana v'shana kidera kol ilonis hanoisaf b'shana zo hanoisaf b'shana zo rachu b'shana shniyim b'skashim nasa eitz. So Rashi explains later on nate inche daite d'shusa le'achol le'sa'alim yisatimoros she'einan me'matin ze'ilan b'chach dikolei natin she'daita le'achol esakura she'oichle me'mait anfe'ilan. Rashi explains it. What's Rashi? He's being moist with something which l'chayr is extremely important, because Rashi is saying this is, apparently this is the pshat in a daita d'inche. We learned the sugya very nicely without Rashi's ha'or. Right? Why did the guy plant a date palm with her for dates? Not for the hearts of palm. Right? So Rashi says, no. Dikulay nata inche daita lechol esakura. She'oichle mematoi memait anfi ilon. Because if you're going to start eating the dates of palm, the hearts of palm, you're not going to have a palm tree. So, like, you might think this is just Rashi waxing over dramatic, but it's not true. Because Slav, not in Shedai to the Shusa. Lechol Leso Alam is the Timris, She'enon Mematin, it's a Ilim Lachach. So Rashi, why didn't Rashi simply say, what do you mean? When you have a Slav tree, say there are many things that you planted for many reasons. Rashi, it was Moisism, Shaloikim Shuta Shalsugia. Right? Now, when you think about it, so Rashi struck a very important issue over here. Take a tznoi. When you go for the radish, so what are you doing? You're killing the plant. Right? It's finished. You go for the carrot, you're killing the plant. So according to Rashi, there seems to be a slightly different issue that's being discussed over here. Shmuel says he can't say a bore pri ha'etz, a bore pri ha'dama on something, when you're eating that which will actually kill the pri. So then Shmuel says, but I'm wrong. Because every root plant, every carrot, every radish, every onion, every turnip, but he can make a bore pri. And you're killing the plant. Right? Elamai, so he says that it depends if it's dited the inshe. Slav, not the inshe, dited the shusa. It's slav, you're not going to kill the plant. Dikla, you will kill the plant. But didn't Shmuel reject that with its name? How do you read the Gemara according to Rashi? The Lohi, Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, say for the Hakshays, right? And let's say he totally switched gears. Shmuel says it's not a preconceived for the Hakshays. The Lohi, and will reject. Say for the actions altogether, again, and he says, we'll reject say for the actions because it's snowing, so now but the issue is going to be whether you're going to kill the plant or not. You haven't solved any problem. Because the chara, when you take the sin, you kill the plant. You should have said the same thing. Velohi. And then according to Rashi's learning the maskona of the sugya. That the equal distinction is, are you harming the plant or not? I understand Rashi, the svar of Rashi is very, very pretty. How can you say, bore pri, if you're killing the plant? The mafashtira. Right? You pluck something off, you take a watermelon, the plant is still there. So I can say it's pri, it's a fruit. But in sense, Shmuel very well according to Rashi. Shmuel is saying, "How you talking? I would even say sharper. Soifa lahakshas according to Rashi means it's part of the plan. It's pshat in soifa lahakshas. The problem of Rashi is not it's going to become something else. No, it's mamish the plan. That's soifa lahakshas. So Shmuel says belohi because." The radish is mamish the plant. You're going to tell me, how can you make a bore pri adama on a radish? You're killing the radish plant. It couldn't be the tree. No. So therefore, what happens? So according to Rashi, what happens? Shmuel says, well, let's go bust and dite the inshe. So it's a dite the inshe is going to be determined whether you might the plant or not. So it's got to be a combination of svaras. No, what would you say?
It's only a problem of killing a plant if it's something that's not the das of itch. Meaning by the radish, that's your das, so then there's no problem. There's no problem killing it because how is he going to eat it? How is he going to kill it?
Right.
But by Korah, that's not your das. So killing it is attracted to the tree and it's going to take away what your das. das was for, which is for the tree to grow for you to get the dates.
And by tzlaf?
And tzlaf doesn't attract.
Doesn't attract. So now, so therefore, according to Rashi, what is Shmuel's svara?
Shmuel's svara could be. I don't think you need a double. You could just put it with just a das and tray, and as long as it doesn't attract, it can be included in das.
So again, the soifer lahakshes is still going to be whether you're taking part of the tree or not, right?
Yeah.
So according to Rashi, the das, the inshe, is not being kaveya. What it's not defining the pre, so to speak. I mean, it does, but the das to the inshe is determining what the goal of the plant is. Not that the dat inshe is kaveh achal l'shem pri. The dat inshe is determining the game plan. We'll be back to it better in a few minutes. So if dat the inshe is to kill the plant for the radish, all right, then you can call that a pre. But if that the inshe is to have palm trees for dates, so then if you find an edible part which will kill the palm tree, you can't say boy pre. Can't be. It's a steerer. Right? That's laugh. It's not a steerer. So L'chaira Rashi is significantly different than the other Rishonim. Different than the Rebbeinu Yoina. In other words, now let's go a step further. According to Rashi, can we drop Sefer L'Hakshas? Could we just say it goes both and die to the Inshe? Would we lose anything? No, what would you lose? Because halacha lemaase, what would you say? Because halacha lemaase, if you'd have a situation where there's an edible part of the tree, where people plant the tree, right? Where would it come out of halacha lemaaseh? People plant the tree, and they have das both for the fruit. Right, let's assume for a moment that you come to a situation where people plant date palms both for the tamarim as well as for the hearts of the palm. You right? Let's say you have fields and fields. People plant for both purposes. They figured afterward which branches they cut for which. Right? They have palm trees, and they, in any given palm tree, 50% of all the new shoots will be cut down for hearts of palm, 50% will grow. No? Nope. So what would halacha be? What do you say? Correct. Rashi would still say you can't call it a pre. Roy Bishonim would say that I did inshe. You ask a person why you're planting it, he says, well, 50% of this tree is going to be hearts of palms, it's going to be things. So I did inshe. And Rashi would say, L'chaira, you can't have died in the inshe that's been made the tree itself. You can't call it a pre. Roy Bishonim would say that it's entirely determined by pre. By das the inshe. Das the inshe is determining the pre itself. Right, let's go back to the Rosh for a moment. Ushmul Omer Shehakru. Hoyl Visayfe Lahakshais. Vigamle Nata Yinshi Adaita Lamechal Kura. If we're correct in the Pshat and Rashi. So then it means that this is part of the tree. And people don't plant it in order to have this part of the tree. And therefore, what? Even if it would be sefer lahakshayis? No, because there it's just talking about the things that are not going to mimite the tree. Lulave gefanim. Ushkeidim dakin. Sha'echlin bikli posan achitzoinu. Jalei natu linshe adai tidochi. Elo kedei lechol apeiros. Is mevorchin Allah of shahako. What about lulove gefanim? So l'chara l'lovei gefanim is the same thing as kura. L'lovei gefanim because seifon to become part of the gefen itself, and leinat the inshid dait lemechal. So they have to be shehakol shkedim. That is. In Rashi's terms, it's not Seifel Hakshis Bechlal, but Leinati Inche Dait Lemechal Kura, Lemechal. So also you have to say Shehako. Look at the Divrei Chamuris, Eis Dalet. Shachas, what's Shachas? Go ahead. Say it again. What? Shachas, I think, is wheat. That is cut down early on in its growth. Shachas is usually harvested 3 times a year. So he points out that the Tur wrote Shachas we make a Shahako, and the Beis Yosef left it out. Right? So why should that be? Shachas again is exactly like Kura. Why? Was that?
A little different.
Why?
This is the thing itself.
No.
So maybe it's maybe more like a radish. Because the radish you make with the tree itself that's changed. The Torah becomes a root of the tree.
Well, the radish you're going to into the
thing's getting worse. But I'm saying but just as far as what the thing itself is, this is with this with shots it's actually the tree.
Right. Correct. How could you justify saying that Shachas should be Borpi Adama?
I think it's say logic like the branch that they can exclude the tree itself. I guess the maybe the there's never really thought, but
no, again, to say, again, clear, say it clearly. How can you justify saying shahakol, and how can you justify saying that it's a bar for your that it's a bar for your dhamma?
You can say shahakol, you can say, just by saying shahakol, that's saying maybe like the shame free was never really taught. Meaning like it never came to the point where it's a free. So it's still like, it's still growing. So it's not a free. So then you're not going to make it grow up, but it's still, so you can finish shahakol because you're eating it.
No, so why did you say much sharper? You can say much sharper then. Why should it be shehakol? So you can say it's shehakol because lechara according to the tour, it should be shehakol because he must hold that it's loinate inshedaita, right? And soifoi is to become a fully grown wheat stalk. Rove people don't grow wheat in order for it to become shachas. Right? And here, it's mamish like kura, because you're being mimait, you're cutting down. But on the other hand, Why would you say that it should have the same din as Bari Pri Adama? Over here, this is identical to the fruit that you're going to have at the end. So where is the shkedim? Where is the shkedim? You focused on the klipa, and you didn't focus on the fruit itself. Here, they're focusing on something which would be normally part of the end product also. Okay, but yeah, so what are we pointing out? That according to Rashi, and this became machlekes contemporarily as well. According to Rashi, the sugi is not simply a sugi of a daita dinshe. According to Roy Rishonim, Sefer Beit Yonah, and this is the way the Ritva says it, the Rashba says it, and the way Rambam seems to say it. Shulashan Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Dalet. Is Shehako. The Mechaber in the end says Shach is also Shehako. So even in the Beis Yosef, he equivocates with the Mechaber, it says Shehaka. So, Pashas Halacha L'mais is all an issue of whether or not the Inshe Daita Dachina. According to Rashi, it seems that we would only say Shehaka if by benefiting from it at this stage, we would truncate its possibility of becoming a fully grown fruit. You have to be in mind. According to Rashi, not that the das inchi is kaveh necessarily, whether it's a fruit or not. But the das inchi is kaveh, what the purpose of this plant is. And you cannot benefit from the plant and say, bari pri, if you're cutting down the plant. When it comes to the radish, the das of people who speak kaveh, the radish is the eker. So it doesn't matter. But when it comes to the kura, the das of people speak kaveh, that the tamar and the eker, and mela, if I do anything which works against the eker, I can't call it a free. Now, you don't have it in front of you, so he forgot to tell you to bring it. The two important issues in the Mishnah Berurah over here, which build on this. In Siman Reish Dalet, Shaar Tzion Zayin. Mishnah Berurah calls it Taz. It's a machloek is Taz and Prima Gadol. That there was a certain kind of bean that when it was grown in certain kinds of fields, the primary purpose was to eat the bean raw. Together with its encasement. And when it was grown in other fields, then the primary purpose was to dry them out and to eat them when they were cooked. If they were grown in ginos, this was the chiddush of the Taz. Being a certain kind of bean, it was grown in the gina, then and you ate them raw, then you made a bar free hadama. If they were grown in the sados and you ate them when they were raw, then you made a shahaka. Why? Because anybody who grew them in a certain area, the primary purpose was to eat them raw. If you grew them in another area, the primary purpose was. So the Taz took the chiddush of the teich of the bag one step further. That it'll depend on the specific way in which it was grown. The Priva Gadim argues with the Taz and says that that's already going too far. Ein lechalek bein kidneys lekidneys. And we should always make a bar for your dhamma if you eat them raw. And the Shaar Tzion and O Zion says that this is a machlokes of the Taz on one hand, and he piles up the Chemed Moshe and the Eben Oizer and the Panim Meiros, and he says, and then the Mechavitz Chaim writes, and I found a Mordechai. I mean, I found the Maram Bennett that quotes the Mordechai that agrees with all the Zechariah against the Taz. All right, what's the machlokes between the Taz and the other Mechroidim? How would you define the machlokes? No. Go ahead.
It's done less, or is it by a specific plant?
What do you mean by stam das?
Overall.
But so he would say, das goes by look at the gun, look at the look at the soda. Let me ask you this: if what would you say? Based on the Asugya. Like the Taz or like the Prima Gadol? The Taz, right? Daita the Inshe. Right? So Daita the Inshe is one way, Daita the Begin is the other way. Right? So apparently, Mishnah Berurah and Rav Achreinim argued with the Taz. How would you defend them? Lashon of the Mordechai allegedly, I haven't seen it inside. The Shaar Tzion quotes that the intent was never to mechalek bein kidneys lekidneys. No, what's the Mordechai saying? Then, well, the dieted itch is kaveh what? What's that?
Whether it's free or not.
What's it free? Right, that tinges kevaya almost the species, the min. It's hard to understand. Taz makes a lot of sense. Look at the taste, look at Beinu Yaina, and you can talk about the same almond, depending when you eat it. Right? So in fact, if the same almonds, again, so what both of you said is correct, that if you look at the headgish of the Beis Yosef and the Beinu Yaina, it's because you're eating primarily the klipa. And that's ultimately what I think the Mordechai would say. With the Mordechai would say that the Rishonim never mechalik between shkedim to shkedim. They would be mechalik between klipa shkedim and shkedim. But you understand what the Taz is saying. The Taz is saying that you see from the Rishonim, a diet in it just cover everything, right? However, if you follow through Rashi Shita, so a diet in it is not being kaveya. And I'm not even sure if Rashi would be masking with the Yukim of Taisvis. Not sure. According to Rashi, a dieted inch is being kaveya. What do I want this plant for? That's the das. Once I know what the plant is for, so then I can still call anything a pre, as long as it doesn't go against the purpose of the plant. That can't be a pre. That's a steer. You can't call a pre something's going to kill the plant. So if the purpose of the tznayin is to have a radish, nope. I do what I want. Doesn't matter. As long as I get the radish. But if the purpose of the tzlaf is to have a case for a tzlaf at the end, so anything which is going to kill it, I can't. The purpose of the palm tree is to have dates. So then, according to Rashi, you can argue the purpose of the kidneyous plants is to have kidneyous. Then you can say that we're not going to be sensitive to every single farmer. We're trying to be kaveya. What's the tails of this plant? So once we're kaveya, what the tails of the plant is, so then we can't be machalik and I'm going to end up killing the plant to get my soft wet kidneys. So then I can't be machalik between one plant and the other plant. According to Rashi, if the purpose of dati de inshe is to be kaveya, what's called the plant, not to be kaveya the fruit. So then you could argue, like the Mordechai says, we're not mechalik ben kidneys to kidneys. Now, lemaisa, Rav Moshe argued like this Rashi. I'm trying to remember what the there was one plant where Yerayi Vachreinim said, you go bosar the dieted inshe. Maybe in sugarcane, I'll look it up. Maybe in sugarcane. And Rav Moshe said, no. He took his Dara Poshut, like this Rashi. Now the other Rishonim. L'chayr is the Machlokes Rishonim. That's the thing. L'chayr, you have to say it's the Machlokes Rishonim. Because if you say, because if you medayik in Rashi, so then, again, soifei lahakshos does not simply mean it's going to become part of the plant. Soifei lahakshos means this is going to be part of the tails of the plant altogether. That's called soifei lahakshos. A whole different shot than soifei lahakshos. Okay, we have to stop here. What did you say?
Right,
no. That's Dati Nishis Kaveya, right? Le Chola Sakura, Sha'oichloi memait anfe ilon. Right? Loi, not to inshe adaita. Why? Because the das of people is not to memait anfe ilon. So the das inches can be whether you memait or not. Now, we want you to learn now to lamed vav med base to the bottom. There's one big sugya of tzlaf. And what's the shame tree the gabi trumis and mice and the gabi kalayim and the gabi orla? So you have to learn till lamed vav med base. And then we will not do the next sugya so carefully because it's mostly a zrom sugya. So we'll just make a few harvests on it, and then we'll pick up at the bottom of the government base when it comes to pilpul veritiva. And then we get to the sugya of the Chamish Minidagar. Okay, let me just see, I'm going to have a mincha now.